Awesome. So joining us now is Mina Kimes, senior writer at ESPN. She's been all over the place, and you might have seen her on Around the Horn. And she's what we call a smart because she went to Yale. And she wrote that DeAndre Hopkins piece that's gotten a lot of attention. And Mina, appreciate you taking the time. Did you expect this kind of response from your piece on DeAndre and his mother?
No, not really. Honestly, I guess I knew that some people were familiar or knew aspects of DeAndre's story from Clemson, in particular. But I think when I asked around and sort of talked, I've been working on this for a really long time. When I talked to folks, just kind of who are loosely familiar with the NFL, no one seemed to know it. So I had no idea how people might react to it when it came out.
How much time did you spend with them to because you got some great detail in there, man. I think one of the things that we've lost is really good long-form journalism and compelling storytelling, and I think this has all of it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I first met DeAndre in 2017, and then we did our first interview a year after that. So this has been quite a while in the making. Like most NFL players, he's free in the summers, and that was when I met his mother as well. And then finished it by going to the Jags game, I believe it was week two, with her, because I wanted to see really what it was like for her to sit in the end zone as she does and experience an NFL game. I don't think anyone can really understand what it's like to watch, to be at a football game and not be able to see what's happening, and how she sort of comprehends what her son, the amazing things he does, which is something I really wanted to witness in person.
You know, the story of how DeAndre's mom becomes blind is really, I mean, it's almost like out of a movie or something. Like, you can't even believe that something like that's real. When you hear that story and you realize that a moment like that changes multiple people's lives forever. I mean, how hard to stay, kind of even keeled as a journalist is that?
You know, for me, I think what really grabbed me was hearing DeAndre talk about it. His mom is one strong woman, and, she has to be to overcome everything she's done. It's been 17 years now that she's been struggling with eyesight or completely blind. And when I interviewed him and talked about it, he holds it together pretty well, but we have a television version of the piece, so you can see this. Kind of when I asked him about the moment where he hands his mother a ball when he scores a touchdown in the end zone where she's sitting, which is really an incredible thing to see, by the way. And I know it's going to change the way I watch Texans games. He teared up a little, and I don't think he was planning to. And I kind of got me a little bit too, because that moment is so powerful for both of them. And I think especially for her not seeing the game, but sort of being able to touch it in that way is really powerful.
Yeah, one of the things I like so much about the piece is I think, especially sports fans, we kind of lose the fact that these are human beings and a lot of them with amazing stories, and you really humanize the whole thing, and it does change your approach and what you think of a guy like DeAndre Hopkins when you read something like this.
Yeah, you guys know DeAndre, you're around him. He's a very quiet, kind of soft-spoken guy in some ways. He has really strong beliefs and opinions, but he's not really out there. I think especially like there's the stereotype of the wide receiver who's very loud and kind of an extrovert, and he's not that. And it's funny, right? I feel like he hasn't gotten credit from a football perspective until recently, in part because of the quarterbacks he played with, not in part, honestly, largely because of the quarterbacks he played with for most of his career. He was kind of outshined, I think, by some of his peers. And I think, but also that his personality played a part in that as well. He's not really the flashiest guy. So I think just getting a sense of who he is and why he is the way he is and the forces that shaped him will help fans get a better understanding of him.
You know, when you think about, you mentioned the wide receiver thing, but there's a lot of guys in the league now, especially who they get in all kinds of trouble for different reasons. And you think, man, and I'm sure all of these guys have backstories too, but when you read this about Hopkins, you think, man, it's a wonder that this guy didn't turn out to be just bitter and angry and just end up being one of those bad guys. It's almost a miracle that he's not.
I think he and his family have overcome just tremendous odds to get where they are. And they're, you know, it's just kind of unfathomable. I mean, especially his mother, what she's overcome, and to see how joyful they are and how hopeful and how open they are, right? Because there's some stuff in this story that, you know, not everybody would want to talk about, not just the attack on his mother and the domestic violence she endured, but also what they had to do to survive. But they as a family, believe that being transparent about it and talking about it could potentially help other people, and I think you got to respect that.
Mina Kimes has been our guest, senior writer at ESPN, and I tell you what, I know you're involved in a lot of stuff, but I hope you do some more projects like this, because this was just fantastic, and if you haven't had a chance to read it yet, it's on the ESPN website, it's on the magazine, it's everywhere, it's well worth your time. What's your next project? Do you got something else in mind now?
Yeah, well, we on Monday are launching a new podcast. You can subscribe now, called ESPN Daily. It's our first daily sports podcast at ESPN. It's just 20 minutes every day, a different sports story. It'll be a lot of stories like this, great narratives, investigations, also just writing about the biggest events, and we're going to use talent from across the company. It's really exciting, so give it a subscribe.
All right, sounds like fun. Bina, appreciate the time, and great job on the story.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. That's me.